If you'd stand for the reading of God's Word, we're going to be reading in the third chapter of the book of James, starting with the third verse, and we're going to read a couple verses there and then skip down to the verse 8. So the third chapter of the book of James, we're going to begin reading here. It says, "Now if we put the bits into the horses' mouths so that they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. Look at the ships also, though they are so great, and are driven by strong winds, are still directed by a very small rudder wherever the inclination of the pilot desires. So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire." And then the verse 8. "But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that you blessed us with once again. Father, we pray that you would just allow each of us this morning to listen to your word, and that your Holy Spirit would just deal with us, Lord Father, that we could all grow stronger. And Father, we understand that the judgment that's up on our life of rightly dividing your word, and we accept that responsibility. And we just ask for your guidance, that you would speak here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So we've been in the series of growing stronger, and of course we've talked about the mind, the eyes, and the ears, and of course we're going to talk about the mouth this morning. For some reason, Grant just picked me this morning and said, "Hey, why don't you pray?" Apparently he thinks I run my mouth a lot, okay? So he just kind of picked me for this for the sermon this morning. So it's quiet. I see how he is, but it's quite an enjoyment to be able to stand before you, and we ask for your prayers and we desire that. But we're talking about the mouth this morning, and there's so much that a mouth can do, okay? And so with our speech, we have the ability to praise God. You guys agree with that? We have the ability to praise God with our mouth, to encourage others and to speak life. We have that ability to do that. But with the same mouth, we also have the ability to tear down and to be destructive. We have that same ability with our mouth to lift someone up, to encourage them, and to speak life to them. And with the very same mouth, we can tear down and be destructive with the same tongue. And oftentimes, sometimes we kind of try to ride the fence, but most of the time I kind of weigh toward the not so good side when it comes to it. When I think about my life and things that have happened and how I've lived my life and how I talk on a daily basis, sometimes I'm thinking, man, this kind of, why am I on this side and I should be on this side? And oftentimes we have to recognize what this mouth can do and how destructive it really can be. And until someone actually kind of lets you know, sometimes you don't realize how destructive that you really are with your mouth. But there's a few words that I was thinking about this week, a week of dumb things that we say. Dumb things that we say. And I was thinking, and my wife, she gives me plenty of examples. That was dumb that you said that, So I've got a list here, and probably every one of these, she could say, yeah, he said that. But the first one is the word sick. I'm sick of this. That makes me sick. You make me sick. Guys, it's sick. Here's another word. Tired. Sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. You ever say, sick and tired of you? I'm sick and tired of the traffic. I'm sick and tired of my job. I'm sick and tired of cleaning the house. I'm sick and tired of doing the dishes. I'm sick and tired. How many of you guys sick and tired? Common words. It's in our vocabulary, okay? Sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of this, okay? Here's another one. Crazy. I've been called that a few times. Crazy. You drive me crazy. This drives me crazy. My kids drive me crazy. My mother-in-law drives me crazy. You guys, watch out now. Come on, I heard more laughs out of the guys there, but it drives me crazy. My neighbors drive me crazy. I feel like I'm going crazy. So this word crazy, in our vocabulary, say it all the time, drives me crazy. You know, and then we ask God, God, I don't understand why my life's such a mess. You know, just by three words, and we ask, I don't understand why my life is such a mess. So here's another word for you. Stupid. That's right. That's right, Chase. Stupid. That's stupid. Did you hear how stupid that was? Everyone must be stupid. We use that quite a bit. Stupid. Here's the last one here. Last word. I think Jackson was trying to tell me I'm stupid. He just left it up there long enough. Hate. He said, see if this reminds you. I hate my house. I hate my job. I hate my body. I hate my hair. I hate to go to the grocery. I hate to cut the grass. Hate, 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 hate. And now I'm sick and tired, crazy, everyone's stupid, and I hate everything. Five simple words that come out of our mouth. And how powerful that is. Just five words out of a whole vocabulary. Here in this whole world, five words that we commonly use out of this mouth. And sometimes we don't recognize how dangerous that our mouth and our tongue could actually be. We don't recognize that it's dangerous. Let me ask you a question this morning. If you spent a day, a week, months, or years talking like this, talking with just these five words of sick and tired, crazy, stupid, and hate, can anybody get a revelation this morning of why your life seems to be miserable and a mess all the time? If we talk like that all of the time and we scratch our head, I just don't understand why things are not working out. Well, if you're sick and tired, crazy, stupid, and hate everybody, I can tell you why. When we get into counseling and we sit and you want to talk and stuff like that, Pastor Grant and I come, first thing I'm going to ask, are you sick and tired, crazy, stupid, and hate everybody? And if you say yes, I'm going to say, problem solved, quit doing that, let's go. Let's pray, we're done. We're done. Because there is power in the words that we say. And oftentimes when we hear that, if I'm around individuals, if I'm around individuals that actually talk negative all the time, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk negative. If I'm around people that are beating people down all the time, I'm going to beat people down. That's just the nature of this body. If you're around individuals that speak this language, they're going to bring you down. You say, man, I speak that a lot. I must be bringing people down. And I said amen to myself as I was studying and praying this week, because I was like, just five simple words just kind of summed up a lot of things that have happened in my life. And I wondered why. It's because of just using this mouth and this tongue. Proverbs 18:21 says this. 18:21 says this, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Do you understand this morning that there's power in the words that you say? There's power in just the one word that you say that will come out of you. There is power in that. And whether we use our tongue and our mouth to build, I want to grow stronger. I'm going to tell you a way to grow stronger. Listen and don't talk so much. I want to grow stronger in all these areas of my life. I'm telling you this morning, sometimes, and I've learned over the past 2 years, that the best thing to do is just listen. Guys, this FYI, listen to your wives. Even if they're wrong, listen to them. Do not say anything. Can I get an amen on that? Where are you guys at? Listen to your wives. They're like, no, no, no. No, no. No, it's just the truth. You need to listen to your wife, because they're pretty smart people, okay? They're pretty smart individuals. But, you know, here's something else. As I was thinking, you know, I've got access, and the youth has been teaching me about tweeting and you know, Instagramming and all. And I'm like, well, God, they've been teaching me all this stuff, and I've been trying to do it. How you do this? How you do that? And Facebook and all that. I can barely send an email. So, you know, so they're teaching me all this stuff. And you notice I can look. It comes up on my newsfeed. If you guys are friends with me, it comes up on my newsfeed. Or if you tag somebody and I'm friend with, I see it all. Okay, I see it all. And here's the funny thing about it is I could probably read their Facebook posts for a week straight and tell you exactly how they're living their life and how everything is. Because of the words that they put out there on social media. And here's something amazing. I've seen individuals before. They wake up in the morning, praise God. And here's the thing. I'm feeling happy. And they put a little smiley face at the end. You see those kind of posts that come up. I'm feeling happy. And they're in a smiley face. 2 hours later, they're feeling sad. And a sad face. 2 hours later, they're confused. They're confused. And by the end of the day, you just might as well do them in. But do you understand that there's power in the things that you type up on that? There's power in that. There's power in the words that we type up. The Word of God teaches us, okay? It teaches us, and as we go on further, God Himself He's teaching us through the Holy Spirit that there's power in our words. Here's something that's really good. Here's something I want you. You guys text, right? I love texting. But do you know, have you ever thought, has this ever happened to you, a text come across and you said, I wonder what kind of tone that was sent in. I wonder what they meant by that. And you know if you put LOL at the end of it, it's all good. You can say what you want to. Say what you want to. I hate you, LOL. You're stupid, LOL. But we LOL everything. LOL, everybody's laughing out loud. Yeah, that person's stupid. Guys, the tone, you think about that, the words that you send out, because I've read texts before, and you know, I'm sitting back, and man, my mind gets to thinking, and the devil gets in there, and I'm thinking, man, I wonder what they're saying. I wonder what they meant by that. What do they mean I don't speak proper grammar? You know, what are they talking about? What do they mean by that? And I sit back, and then before I know it, I'm sitting there and I'm getting on my keyboard and I'm burning it up, and or the new thing, and you kind of have to watch it twang. You speak to it and it puts it down for you. I really love that one, all the new words that it puts in there for me. You better check that before you hit send, okay? Because I promise you, I said VBS this week on these texts that was going out, and it was putting a baby for every one of them. And I was saying it without my twang. And it put baby every time. So the words are very powerful. You guys understand that? They're very powerful. And just because you put LOL at the end of it, it doesn't mean that it's not hurtful. So there is power in what we say. And what we do. And here's the thing here. Every opportunity that we have, whether it be social media, what we talk, the way we act to the people that we work around, our husbands, our wives, our children, there's opportunity every second for you to be able to speak a word to them, to encourage them in a way that they've never been encouraged before, to encourage them that they may understand that, man, this person loves Jesus, they have a relationship with Jesus, and I know that they're trying to share Jesus. Do you know the most powerful thing that you can do in your life is to share the gospel with someone? The most powerful thing, you say, well, no, it's to have this job or the riches of this world. No, the most powerful thing that you can do in your life is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with every individual that you get an opportunity. God, Jesus sent the disciples out not to say, hey, look, we're disciples of Jesus Christ, but to spread the word of God that the Messiah is here, okay? To spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Spreading the word of God with this mouth. We tear down so much. I find myself tearing things and people down so much when in reality I need to be speaking life to them. And to speak life into someone, we have to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. Sharing the gospel. With our mouth, let's build up people. Let's don't tear them down. With our mouth, let's speak life, not death. And with our mouth, let's worship God, not ourselves. Worship God. Everything that we do, we need to have the right attitude about us. We need to speak life in everything that we do. In every decoration that goes up, there needs to be life speaking from that. In our actions, in our voices, and the way that we carry ourselves, there needs to be life spoken from that. Sometimes you don't have to say a word to speak life to someone, but if they see your actions, if they see you going and helping someone out, it will begin to speak life, and they'll say something is different about that person. Do you know words from the very beginning of time have been powerful? From the very beginning of time. If you've not read Genesis 1, okay, I encourage you to read Genesis 1 because the sermon goes right along with that, how powerful words really are. Can I share with you how powerful words really are? Here's how powerful it said, God said in Genesis, God said, let there be light. And what was there? Power in his words. Because when he spoke it, it came to pass. When you begin to speak, remember that there is power in behind your words, whether you're using it for the goodness or for the bad. There is power in the words. Let me tell you, God said this, let there be an expansion in the midst of the waters and let it separate the waters from the waters. God said that it happened. Power in the words. He also said, let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place and let dry land appear. And it happened. There's power in words. He also said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind. And it happened. He also said, let us make man in our own image according to our own likeness. And it happened. Do you understand that there is power in every word that you speak? God was giving us examples on what we need to do. We need to be speaking life. From the very beginning of time in God's word himself, he was speaking life to everything here on this earth. The very words that he said impacted every single thing. There was no land before. God spoke it, it was there. There was no humans before. God spoke it, it was there. Do you see how powerful in the example that God Almighty himself is giving us from just using our words? Choose wisely what you say. Choose wisely how you use your mouth. Choose wisely how you use your fingers and you begin to tick. Choose wisely about every individual that you're around. If people hear you say you hate your job all the time, they're going to say, I hate my job too. Be wise in the words that you speak. There's something to be said about our mouths. If we fix it, and Pastor Grant's already preached on this, about our minds, eyes, and our... Honestly, if we fix our mind, our eyes, and our ears on God, guess what our mouth's going to do? It's going to share the gospel with people. Because what's in your mind a lot of times that you think, most of the time you say that, okay? Okay, and things that you see, then you talk about it. Things that you hear, then you talk about it. So these three components all affect our mouth, and we need to make sure that they're fixed on God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, because when they're fixed on that, when we're studying and we're in prayer and we're daily trying to live our life to be pleasing unto God, and we pray for forgiveness, if we're fixing our mind upon God, we're going to be able to speak life and to share the gospel. The word of God says this, Proverbs 21:23. It says, he who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from troubles. Can I get an amen? He who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from troubles. Have you ever in your life said something that you wish that you could take back? Have you ever, do you have individuals that you know that you spoke to 15, 20 years ago that you said something that you shouldn't have said and it has affected your relationship till this day? There is power in the words that we say. The Bible teaches us That we need to guard our mouth and our tongues, and that our soul will be kept from these troubles. Also in Proverbs 15:4, it says, the tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. I want to grow stronger. Watch what you say. I want to grow stronger. Watch what you type. All of these areas. You know, I didn't realize how much that we all need to grow stronger until we got into this series and started this year about so many areas of our lives that we need to grow stronger in. And I'll tell you, you can read your Bible every day, but that didn't mean you go around with a good attitude and treating people right just because you read your Bible. But it takes having the right attitude. The right attitude of coming through those, because you guys know as well as I do, there's mornings that you wake up, and it seems like Sunday mornings are usually the best mornings when your kids are crying, you and your wife are arguing, things are not going right, you can't find your shoes, you don't know what you're going to wear because everything's dirty, or just like us, everything's in a box right now, so we don't know where anything's at. I may have wore this last week and don't even know it, okay? But there's things that happen in our life, then all of a sudden we pop off something that we totally don't mean. You have to have the right attitude about it. While at my prayer place this week, I tell you, things just happen in life. But I had to look up and I said, God, you've got this under control. And I said, bring it on, devil, bring it on. Life isn't going to be peachy. God didn't promise us a bed of roses. But there's one thing, while I was praying and asking God, I said, God, you did promise that you'd never leave me nor forsake me, but you would be there till the very end. So I was like, bring it, devil. And he brought it. He brought it. If you ever had a flood in your apartment that's brand new, he brought it. If you ever had to move out when you really wasn't ready to move out, he brought it. So come on, devil, because there's a blessing right around the corner. This week, I said I'm as excited about something. It's because of the words that are going to be said here in this community this week, and that's going to be about Jesus and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's going to go out to so many kids and so many adults, and it's going to have an impact in people's lives. Do you recognize that there is power in the name of Jesus? When you speak the name of Jesus, there is a power in that. And you have to recognize that there is power in the name of Jesus. The most important thing that we can do with our mouth is to share the gospel. It's the most important thing that we can do. Share the gospel. Share the gospel. Share the gospel. When's the last time that you shared the gospel? You're saying, well, maybe I don't even know how to share the gospel. Tell someone about a man called Jesus. Tell someone about how that there was a man that he came, he died, he was resurrected on the third and appointed day, and he promised that he's going to come back in the clouds of glory and to take me home. How do I share the gospel? Tell them about Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you heard me, but I said there is power in the name of Jesus. We all know about our tongues, and we've probably read that scripture so many times and just thinking about our tongue and things that we said and hurtful things that we've done. But let's let a past be the past, okay? We want to focus on Jesus. There's a lot of energy. God's doing a lot of good things here in our community. There were several baptized last week. First service, we had 3 baptized. Third service, there's 2 more going to be baptized. There's power in the name of Jesus. And it's nothing that you or I are doing, but just saying, I want to be a Jesus freak and tell people about Jesus. I want to share the gospel. I want to share the gospel. Let me give you some examples about how there's power in the name of Jesus. Jesus turns water into wine. Jesus heals an official's son. Jesus drives out an evil spirit. Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus heals many sick. Jesus cleanses a man with leprosy. You know what Jesus also did? How there's power in the name of Jesus. He healed a man's hand that was withered. There's power in the name of Jesus because when he spoke, the storms went away. Let me tell you something else that Jesus did. He cast out demons. Jesus healed a woman that was in the crowd. There's power in the name of Jesus. You know what else he did? He healed blind. He healed a man that was unable to speak. He fed 5,000. He walked on water. He healed the deaf and the dumb. He fed 4,000. He made someone be able to see. He cast another demon out. He heals another blind. Or someone was crippled. He healed them. Guess what else he did? There was 10 lepers. He healed them. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Can I go on and tell you that there's power in the name of Jesus? I can tell you because Bartimaeus here, okay? He restored sight to him. You know what else that he did? He died for you and I, that we might live. What is Jesus? Freedom. He's holy. He's life. He's peace. He is the gospel. He's hope. He makes me alive and free. All glory to him. He gives me blessings. He is the king. There's power in the name of Jesus. Did I tell you there's power in the name of Jesus? There's power in the name of Jesus. We speak a lot of words, but there's power in the name of Jesus. There is power. He died that we might live. There is power in the name of Jesus. Did I tell you there's power in the name of Jesus? Guess what? Ray, there's power in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you this morning, if you believe this, there's power in the name of Jesus. If you believe this, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power. Because I'm telling you, you say, what is this that you're giving out? All it's got written on it is Jesus. Because I don't need to say anything else. I don't need to try to work for him. I don't need to try to do anything. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. He's alive. And he's made me alive and free. There is power in the name of Jesus. Do you love Jesus this morning? Do you love him? Do you love him? Got some for you. There's power in his name. There's power. Guys, there's power. Because he hung between the heavens and the earth. That you and I might be able to live. What does he want me to do? He wants me to share the gospel. So with my mouth, instead of being a tear down person, let's build up. Let's share Jesus with the world. You say, well, what I know, I don't even know Jesus this morning. Well, guess what? This morning, you can get to know this man. And dear an invitation, here you, if you got a ticket, I've got more up here for you, okay? There's tickets up here for you. And if God, the Holy Spirit, comes up on you, bring his name to the cross and say, I'm ready to speak about Jesus.
I'm ready to speak life. The Word of God is speaking life into other individuals if you will just share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is it going to be easy? No. But my friend, there's power in the name of Jesus. It's enough said. Jesus is the reason. So if God speaks to you and you want to come and pray, bring your post-it, put it on there and say, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I need a relationship. I'm ready for this. I need to speak life. I encourage you this morning to speak life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be able to speak through the Holy Spirit, Lord Father, that it might touch the hearts of individuals. Father, I pray that our mindsets and our attitudes would just change focus, that we'd not be so negative about things, but Lord, that we would speak life. That we would speak life. As your Holy Spirit begins to deal with every individual that's here, I pray that they would be able to come forward, come to an altar of prayer, and just pour their heart out to you. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. It's because of your Son that we have the opportunity to be who we are. I pray that every teacher, every individual that has an opportunity during VBS this week and during their work week to speak life to someone, I pray that you give them the boldness to be able to share the gospel and tell someone about Jesus. Lord, it's nothing that any of us have ever done but just to be obedient to your will. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. If you'll rise, if he speaks to you, now is the time to come and just give it all to him. Speak life.